Hey guys, how's the world been? I had to take a break from this podcast because of personal reasons. They said my mental health was in question, that I wasn't stable because I was... The people in question will do anything to keep someone from me. And it just got too much. So now I am not giving a fuck anymore because... Just to let everyone know, when I recorded all of these demons, me facing my demons, it was 2 years ago, almost. I'm not in that state of mind anymore. I'm not in that intense healing process right now. I still have a long way to go. And healing takes time. But I'm not, I let go of so much anger and so many wounds already that I'm not that off the wall crazy. I'm back on my meds. I'm doing great. I found Wicca. I found out that I absolutely love my spirituality and it's pulling me out. And you should see, this is amazing right now because the my lights have orbs around them. Like, it's fucking insane how beautiful my lights are right now in my room. Like, I feel like I have a strong energy with me. And I'm seeing auras right now, and this is fucking, it's amazing. It looks like a prism right now off my LED lights. Like, there's an orb around every single light coming off of my mirror, all my mirrors. It's pretty fucking spectacular. And I just want to touch base and let you know that this is what I've been working on my music. I'm really going to try and go for it. So this is me freestyling. It's the only way I can get it out there for someone to listen to. Hint, hint, white chocolate, haha, joke, happy Sunday Funday, it's Monday now, but you know what I mean. I've been in the studio all day today, writing my butt off, just working towards manifesting my goals, because that's exactly what I need to do, and I hope you guys are all doing well. I hope you realize, you know, I was wrong back when I was recording all my demons. Human trafficking is different than sex trafficking. And I didn't realize that. I thought they would go hand in hand, and they're completely opposite. So I apologize if I made myself look stupid, but when I'm wrong, I admit it. And I'm more going against sex trafficking over human trafficking. I mean, human trafficking is just as worse, but sex trafficking, it is one thing that hits me home because of my sexual abuse when I was a child. And no child should ever have to go through that. So no woman should ever go through that. No being should ever have to be put in that situation. And that is their only purpose. So this is me trying to break the silence, bring the change. No, bring the wave and then be the change. And I truly feel like this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to reach out and let everyone know what's going down in America because the government ain't doing shit about it. I've actually asked a couple of different officers when I've ran into them at gas stations. It's like, so I have a question for you. Someone thinks that they've been like kidnapped for like human trafficking, sex trafficking type of stuff. From you guys, where do you pass the file off to after you figure out that they're not around here? And how long does it take? They didn't know. They didn't know where to give it to next. I'll tell you, it goes from city to county to state to federal. And usually by the time that you hit state or federal, not good for you because you're in a situation they've already got you and you're gone, and that's some real hard facts. I just want people to understand that this shit's real. It's scary, and it's modern day fucking slavery. It was abolished in 1863 maybe, but that just means it was abolished. It doesn't mean that it's not happening, and the fact that our government's not doing a damn thing about it pisses me the fuck off. Makes me feel unsafe. Our police officers don't even know how to deal with this shit. Wisconsin's getting really bad. I won't let my kids go outside and play by themselves. I didn't even want to go out last night because I'm afraid that me running around talking about it, maybe I might get napped. Nah, they'd bring me back in 5 minutes. Who the fuck am I kidding? But all I gotta say is I'm not scared of you. I'm not scared of shit. You know what I'm scared of? Nothing. And that's the difference. Actually, no, I lied. I'm scared of one thing only, but I'm not going to let you guys know what that is. And, because I heaven forbid I didn't want to think it. Oh my God, no. No, we're not going there. So, pretty much nothing scares me except for myself. I scare myself at times. And maybe, you know, it's crazy, but I'd be looking into... Never mind. That's more to come. I love you guys. I've missed you. But I'm going to do some mild podcasts. And I've been editing and going through it. So I got some good episodes coming up. I had to take a break because my sunshine means more to me than anything. Me sharing my healing journey can wait. And now that I have all the documents and paperwork in for the court stuff, I can kind of jump back on here and give you guys some more of me and how I got to this point and how every day I get better. There's days that I still am bad, that I don't hardly get out of bed or do anything, but every day I get up and try. And self-care is huge for that, so remember that. Love yourself, be safe out there, and enjoy my first, don't judge. If you like it, give me the thumbs up, let me know what you think. This is me freestyling. I didn't write this shit down. I just spit it off the top of my head, rhyming it to a beat. Let me know what you think. Okay, guys? Much love. Betty. Hope I don't choke. I'm going to be ready to get on the troll. I'm from Wisconsin. Shit, let's see. Red, red, and blue. Home of the brave. Ain't that fun? Because we're supposed to be free. That's what they said when they freed the slaves in what, 1863? Ain't that funny? How to say we're free. We get free of sex trafficking. And now if you get caught, you're a slave all over. What? This is not fun. 2022, we have one day slave for you. What do you think of that shit? How come the media ain't spitting that shit? No, they don't want you to know that they really do have slaves up in this bitch. Yep, you get caught, you're sucking and fucking and not getting up. No one's coming, no one's looking. Straight up, motherfucking, I'm not kidding. Basically, you're there. Toy to be. Enjoy it, please. Do what you say, and not as you do. It's only gonna hurt more if you fall through. I'm not playing with you, it's just some advice. Watch your chances and mistakes, and take my advice. Keep them close, don't listen. Human trafficking is not the same thing. Human sex trafficking is way fucking different. Better be careful and don't get a mix. Right now, I got some flow. Here I go, round two, it's time. We all be safe now, okay? Hey guys, so just to let you know, the second segment is just a beat that I made on my computer. Let me know if you like it or not. I'm kind of trying to mix my own beats, and because I write music to the beat in my head, and I don't write it to an actual beat. It's up here, so I have to try and fit it to it. So I'm going to try and make some music to fit it to it. Because otherwise I have got journals upon journals upon journals of me just writing shit that isn't going to go ever together to music if I did it wrong. But I think it might be okay. I think I might be able to figure this shit out. And it's a track. I don't think I have any instrumentals in it. I might. I don't know. But let me know if you guys like it or not. Thanks. Much love, guys. Betty out.